Thanks for tuning into Dakula Wire. Free Pre-K in Dakula, how George's lottery-funded program works. George's Pre-K program is one of the more generous state benefits most families never fully use. Here's who qualifies, which kinds of Dakula programs offer it, and why you shouldn't wait to ask. Free Pre-K is not a subsidy, not means-tested, and not limited to public schools. It's a lottery-funded state program, and several Dakula child care centers participate. What the program is. George's Pre-K program is funded by the Georgia Lottery and administered by Bright from the Start, the Georgia Department of Early Care and Learning, Georgia Department of Early Care and Learning. It provides a year of pre-kindergarten at no cost to families. The key thing families miss, Pre-K isn't only offered in public elementary schools. Private child care centers can be approved to deliver it, which means a family already paying for daycare may be able to shift a 4-year-old into a free pre-K classroom at a private center. Which Dakula programs offer it? At least 2 Dakula centers advertise free Georgia pre-K. Child Care Network number 245 at 405, Dakula Road lists a free GA pre-K program among its offerings, alongside its infant through school-age classrooms. Great Beginnings of Dakula states that free GA pre-K is available for qualified students, in addition to its 6 weeks through 5-year-old care and elementary before and after care. Other licensed centers in town may participate as well. Because approved provider lists change year to year, the reliable way to check is qualityrated.org, which lets families search licensed programs and see what each offers, or to call the center directly and ask specifically about Georgia Pre-K rather than Pre-K, which centers also use to describe their own paid classrooms. That distinction matters. A center's Pre-K Prep Academy or Kindergarten Prep Classroom is a private, tuition-based program. Georgia's Pre-K program is the free, state-funded one. They are not the same thing, and the names can look identical on a brochure. Capacity is the real constraint. Slots are limited and awarded by each participating provider. Child Care Network's Dakula location, for instance, lists its Georgia Pre-K availability as limited while showing openings in its other age groups, a good snapshot of how the program tends to work in practice. Families are generally best served by asking early, getting on a list, and having a backup. Waiting until midsummer to ask about a pre-K seat for August is a common and avoidable mistake. CAPS, the other program worth asking about. Georgia's Child Care and Parent Services, CAPS, program helps eligible families pay for child care. It's separate from pre-K and works differently. It's a subsidy tied to family eligibility rather than a universal offer. One rule is worth knowing when you shop. Since December 31, 2021, child care providers generally must be quality rated or in provisional or probationary status to receive CAPS funding, with limited exemptions for programs serving specialized populations. In practical terms, if you plan to use CAPS, a program's quality rated participation isn't just a quality signal, it may determine whether you can use your subsidy there at all. What to ask when you call. Do you offer George's Pre-K program, the free, lottery-funded one? How many Pre-K seats do you have, and how does your waitlist work? What are the hours, and is there wraparound care before and after the Pre-K day? Pre-K classes often run a school day schedule, which may not cover a full workday. Do you accept CAPS, and are you quality rated? What's the cutoff date for a child's age? Where to verify? Georgia's Pre-K and licensing information both run through Georgia Department of Early Care and Learning. Families can reach the department at 404-657-5562 or, and can search licensed programs, including ratings, inspection reports, hours, and prices, at qualityrated.org. Be sure to subscribe to never miss an update from DakulaWire.com.